This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The Old Deluder Satan Act of 1647 was a Massachusetts law that mandated schools teach children how to read so that they could be more familiar with Scripture. In David Barton's book, Original Intent, he writes about the Old Deluder Satan Act, which ordered, quote, that after the Lord hath increased the settlement to the number of 50 householders, they shall then forthwith appoint one within their town to teach all such children as shall resort to him to write and read, end quote. That law acknowledged how Satan's chief project is to prevent men from reading the Scriptures, and therefore then from measuring with the Scriptures what the civil government does. David Barton's point in writing about the Old Deluder Satan Act was that for hundreds of years, America and her framers were not sheepish about using public funds to perpetuate Christianity. People like David Barton think civil government-sponsored Christianity is okay, as long as it is on the state level and not the federal level. He thinks that because his starting point is the U.S. Constitution. I have always disagreed with David Barton on this. He thinks that via the states' rights 10th Amendment, the states can operate school systems, like they may have done in the past. But this is backwards thinking, and it is a slippery slope. It is backwards because Mr. Barton first starts with the U.S. Constitution, and then goes to Scripture. He should be starting with Scripture, and then go to the U.S. Constitution. Under Mr. Barton's way of seeing things, starting with the states' rights 10th Amendment means that something could be legally permissible by a state civil government, even if it is beyond the civil government's jurisdiction emanating from Romans 13. Know that Romans 13 does not give any civil government jurisdiction over thought processes, not just the federal civil government, but also the state and local civil governments. I am sad to say that most people think like David Barton. His perspective requires correction, like I have done here. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition on all levels through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.